Rich, here he is, as promised, friend of the radio program, one of the best linebackers in the National Football League. He's Texans star linebacker DeMeco Ryans, who's nice enough to give us a few minutes live in line. DeMeco, always a pleasure. It's Adam Schein and Rich Gannon, Sirius Blitz on a Football Monday, Sirius NFL Radio. How are you?
Doing great, man. How are you guys?
We're doing good, DeMeco. Hey, congratulations on a great win yesterday. 5-3 for the first time ever in the history of the Houston Texans. They've never been 5-3 before. That must feel pretty good.
Oh, yeah. It definitely feels good to, do something that's never been done here before in our Texan history. And it just feels good to be on a roll and feels good just winning. And that's what it's all about, is winning in this league. And we just look forward to doing more of it.
DeMeco, I thought it was a statement game for you guys, and you guys certainly passed the test. What's been the key for you guys this year when it comes to winning on the road?
We've just been playing all four quarters. That's the key for us. We've been finishing games. Even though things don't always go our way on the road, we don't let things affect us as much as they have done in the past, where sometimes guys would win in the tank if we started getting 3 turnovers and we could have never recovered. But now we just have that confidence and everybody is accountable that we have that confidence that we can go and win games. There's no doubt about it that we can't go in and win them.
Talk about the adjustments you made at halftime. You were down at halftime, you get up 10 points in the first quarter, you come back in the second half and you pitch a shutout, really a dominating performance. What adjustments did you make at halftime?
Well, we didn't have many adjustments to make. Coming in at halftime, I told the guys, hey, we just took their best shot. They had the turnovers and, it seemed like everything was going for them, but, they only had 10 points. So we had taken their best shot. It was just time for our offense to turn it on and get going. And, coming out as defense, it was a key, big key for us to get off the field, with a big 3 and out there to begin the second half. And our offense, they just went to work. And it's just fun watching those guys do what they do.
And, DeMeco, you referenced the offense going to work. Ryan Motes, did you know that he had this kind of ball game in him?
Oh yeah, always. Ryan's always been a good runner for us. He just haven't, he's been kind of bogged down with injuries, so he hasn't had that chance to get out there. But it just shows that a guy, when your number is called, you have to take advantage of the opportunity. And he stepped up and he did a tremendous job for us.
DeMeco, I'm going to ask you about your run defense, because at the start of the season, after week 3, you were the worst in the National Football League as a defense. You're giving up over 200 yards a game, but since then, you've been the best in football. What's the big reason for the turnaround?
I think we got key guys back. I think having Pollard back there at safety, him playing down in the box, that stepped our game up a lot. And just overall, as a defense, guys have been consistently accountable in their assignment, their gap fits. Nobody's been trying to do too much. Everybody's just doing their part. And then when it's your chance to make the play, the ball comes in into your gap, just make the play. And that's what we've been doing. We're more sound on defense than we've been earlier in the year.
And DeMeco, I think a rookie is part of the reason why. And when you joined us before the season, you were gushing about Brian Cushing and what he could bring to the table. USC guy is not your ordinary rookie. The guy's been around the block. Right now, he's my front runner for Defensive Rookie of the Year. What has stood out in terms of the play and the leadership of Brian Cushing?
Stands out the most is his ability to make big plays for us. That's what stands out the most. He flies around. And he's a very intense player, and that's what I like about him. And he continues to make play after play, even though he may be in the wrong position, may not be doing the right thing. He finds a way to make a big play, and that's what I like about him. He has great instincts as a linebacker. He finds the ball. He does a tremendous job for us too.
DeMeco, I got to ask you, I know you've taken Brian Cushing under your wing, but for years there, you've led that team in tackles. It's never been close. Now, all of a sudden, you have a young rookie that's right on your tail. I know that's a healthy competition. It's got to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's kind of, I mean, it's better for me now. I don't have to make all those tackles. I got somebody out there helping me out. So it's a fun competition between me and Brian. But like I said, I love playing with him. You know, him and Zach Dyles. I like playing with both of those guys. They're young guys with high energy, and it's fun to be out there with them.
All right, D'Amico. Amazing win. You guys have done an amazing job winning on the road. How do you officially get over the ultimate hump and beat the Colts in Indy this week?
Well, we have to continue to do what we've been doing on the road, man. We have to, definitely it's going to be a four-quarter game. It's going to come down to the wire, and we have to find a way to make, you know, two or three more big plays than they make to come out victorious. You know, we're going to have to definitely run the ball, hopefully give Moats another chance to have another big day running the ball, and our defense has to step up big time and get some turnovers against the Colts.
I got the answer. D'Amico, I have the answer to how you stop the Colts. Okay?
What is
all you got to do is take this to Frank Bush, your defensive coordinator, and Gary Kubiak, and say, Gannon told me this. Here's the answer. I'm telling you. I'm dead serious. It's right here. It's real simple. Three and outs. It's demoralizing to an offense. Houston, heading into last week's game, you had 31 of them. 31 of them, D'Amico. That led the National Football League. Almost 40% of the time, you've been able to generate a three and out. If you can just do that against Peyton Manning and the Colts, you'll win the game.
That's it. You're right. I mean, that is a big key for, you know, a team that thrives on the offense, staying on the field and making big plays, and we can get them three and out. That'll definitely be the key.
Hey, D'Amico, what do you think Coach Kubiak is going to do with Steve Slayton? I think it was the right thing to do to put him on the pine yesterday, but the guy still is a great ball player. Do you think he should start? Will he start? And do you think that it's mental right now when you analyze the turnovers and the fumbles from your running back?
Well, I'm not sure which direction Coop will go with that, but I think, like you said, Steve, he's a dynamic player for us, but he's going to have to build that. You know, when you lose the ball that many times, you kind of lose your confidence. So he has to find a way to regain his confidence, and we still have to get him out there because he's such a big playmaker. We still have to get him out there and give him another chance to make big plays for us. But we also, with the way Ryan ran the ball this past Sunday, you know, we cannot give Ryan the ball. Ryan hasn't touched the ball also. So I think you see a lot of both of those guys in the backfield for us.
D'Amico, talk about the mindset from a defensive player. I thought this was curious yesterday. You know, we talked to Paul Posluszny, the linebacker for Buffalo, and he said, hey, listen, you know, Steve Slayton's got a bullseye on him. We're going to go after him. We're going to try and get that ball out. I mean, talk about the mentality from a defensive player's perspective when you face a guy that's had problems with ball security. What your thought process is?
Oh, your thought process is that every time most of the time you're not even thinking about tackling. You just think about going and trying to strip at the ball. Because, you know, and in the back of their minds, they're thinking about all the times they fumble. So you have to go in and try to take advantage of a guy in that type of situation. So anytime we face a guy like that, we're thinking about holding him up and second guy coming in, stripping the ball out. That's big for, you know, a defense to go and get turnovers like that. That's huge in a game. So, you know, you have to be very protective of the ball if you're running the ball. I think Steve will come around and he'll regain his confidence and he'll be great for us.
When are you getting paid, D'Amico?
Oh, you tell me.
I'm working on it, D'Amico. I'm trying. Have they talked to you about a new deal?
Oh, no, I haven't talked to them at all.
D'Amico, we
appreciate you. You got to do the talking for me.
Yeah, I'm trying, D'Amico. It's falling on deaf ears. We appreciate the time as always. Keep up the outstanding work.
Yeah.
Hey, new era for my Houston Texans. Big one this weekend, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
All right, appreciate it, guys.